on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. Jenna is
missing
in action. I don't know what the heck's going on.
Well, now that she doesn't play so much, when you need to talk to her, she's not always online.
That's right. So we're...
Unlike us, you write like 2 seconds later, there's a reply.
And I even made a phone call to Chester to see if I could beg him into coming on, because I wasn't even sure where I was going to get you to be available.
Yeah, I almost couldn't make it tonight, too. Although I think it would be kind of funny if you did a one-man show one time.
I tried, actually. When I wasn't sure what was happening, I just started recording. And unfortunately, I didn't have the right mic chosen, so all my talking basically never got recorded. So then I said, well, let me try one more time, see if anybody's around, and we'll see if we can actually record up a show. So anyway, and here
well,
we
and you
again.
Can always pull Mike out of the hopper.
Yeah. I'd be happy to, but he doesn't always want
people
to.
People like it when he comes
come out of the hopper. So
told you I'm not coming out.
Well, you should. I think you should do like a segment like Chester used to. You're the godfather of McNow, and you know a lot about fighting and families that Pete and I don't really know.
It's true.
And we could think of all kinds of names for it.
Yeah.
You'd probably get a following.
Yep.
Think about that. Or maybe somebody should call in the rant line and encourage Mike.
Encourage him. We'll put up a voting instrument on the... on the fan page to see if how many votes we can get from Mike to be part come out of the hopper and put a, do a segment.
And I think that limited
one vote.
Is it the one vote? Well, if we get one, that means that there's that.
No, I mean that way I can vote no. Like,
yeah, that's what you could do.
A lot of people think we're mean and we don't let them be on, but yeah. We encourage it.
He just likes to be the quiet man behind the scenes. Yep, so.
But he does do a lot to help us. So.
Yes, he does.
It's not like he just sits on his ass. He's just afraid to talk.
Yes. So what's new?
You know, I don't really know.
Well, I saw we got another Warlord
achievement.
22.
And I cannot get the red car. I have all of them but that, and... like, everywhere I usually look to get my wars, nothing. And we have a small war group, and it seems like every time I go there, there's, like, 5 of the same item.
Yeah, it does seem pretty consistent.
That red car is just not there, for me anyways.
I don't know, I got one.
Where did you get it?
I don't know. Got it from somebody.
I keep looking for it.
I might have actually got it on my own board. I mean,
oh, maybe.
My own war
I
at
bet
one point.
You because I've never seen one in the group.
Yeah.
Not that I go there like every 10 minutes, but.
No. Once every new release of the Warlord.
Yeah. I'm the most active one in there, too.
Keep giving you a hard time. Every time we know new Warlord stuff comes out when Jen shows back up in the group.
Well, it's hard to remember to always do wars.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah. Well, especially when you have all this other stuff going on. I mean, you know what? We have Crafter's Choice. There's the, Pay for Secret District.
Mm-hmm.
What else we have going on? There was an ice season again.
There is an ice season.
Is an ice season, yeah.
I finished it in 40 minutes.
Oh, man. It went
fast. I was trying to get it done before I posted the blog post just to see if I could. But these arena fake ices, they're just like killing people.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt bad for Mike because Mike, you know, is a manual fighter and he's always had the most ices out of all of us. And he posts his ice count. And then he got his 400,000th ice and he iced me and posted it, which was cool. And because of this event and the one before it, I've kind of been on autopilot. I hate to use the word auto, but when you can serial level, you can just keep doing jobs in the arena.
And right.
keep going.
Yep.
So I have like almost 700,000 ices now.
Wow.
And I just felt kind of bad for the fighters because I didn't really ice anybody. These are fake ices.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I say I think that they should be separate. I mean, you should have, and I know they marked them now as separate on the profile page, but I still think they should be segmented out.
Well, they did make them separate where the viewer would have to go look at arena ices and subtract it from the main count.
Right.
I think
right.
It's those two should be separate totally.
Right. Yeah.
But exactly. It's kind of too late now. I mean, I did, 4 years worth of ices in a week?
Right.
So even if they did change it, it's kind of late. Like all these leveling accounts are in the millions of ices.
Right.
And nowhere did they click a button to actually bring somebody's health down below 20.
Right.
Which there's a big portion of the community that will argue that those ices could be fake anyways, because if they were mini ices, they shouldn't count. And that's good and true. But the definition by what Zynga says an ice is, they are real.
Yeah.
And that's when we say fake ices, we mean nobody's health was to get them.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So then there was a job board. There's a lot of these competitive events, and I like they can be fun, but I think they really encourage and reward script abuse. And I even myself, when I'm in one of these events, and if I see them close, I don't care, and I just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, I don't care. Let them ban me. I'm sure I would be sad if they did, but I think people, when they're in a competitive mode, they think that way.
Yeah.
And then it's also not fair to the players that do play only manually, because they don't have a chance in hell.
Right.
And I don't like these kind of events.
Right. Yeah.
And they have them, like, crests in the arena, ices, and
job board.
Jobs. And somebody, I forget who, and I apologize, but somebody made the suggestion that there could be a robbing board.
Uh-huh.
See who could get the most robs. But then again, that's still the same thing. Then whoever used repeat job without the most crashes would win.
No, robber BG.
What did I call it?
Yeah, you call it repeat job.
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah, same true. No, I mean, kidding. But yeah, you're right. Or, you know, any other number of scripts out there. So, I mean, yeah, that would be the downside of it. And those people that choose to run them all night long and day in, day out.
I was bad about that during the events, but yesterday I gave my account a rest. And I'm going to start doing that again.
Put your computer back to sleep.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to get all those levels, but I think it's to the point now where I just need to go back and play the way I usually play,
right.
Which is only when I'm online and, you know, setting my scripts up just to use my energy and stamina.
Yeah.
But this arena, it's, you know, if you get your stamina high enough and you can jump into the next level, it's just, you can keep going. It doesn't end.
Right. And if you come out pretty decent in the rankings, you get decent experience. I mean, it's not great.
Right. It's less than fighting itself, but it's so much faster. And
right.
I posted a little trick I do on my blog. I'll you know, wait right before I'm going to level, and then I'll use a stamina pack and enter the arena and make it use all my stamina.
Right.
And then all that carryover experience will let me serial level for a couple hours sometimes.
Right. That's some good advice right there.
Yep. And you can use your Brazil property bonus to do that. You could even use a stamina refill.
Yeah.
Make Zynga happy and buy one.
The
arena, I just think, has turned into a leveling tool and a fast ice generator.
Yeah. Oh, clearly. I mean, I logged in to look at, and I probably ran, I don't know how many arenas, 10, 20, and I had already mastered the whole, you know, ice event.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that is
fast. Because you get one ice per 500 stamina. It doesn't matter where you place.
Right.
And you have a lot. You have like, what, 44,000 stamina?
46, I think now.
Probably more now.
Yeah.
I got mine to 50,000. That was my goal.
Did you really?
I did, but it was from serial leveling all these.
See, and the problem, you know, you're still low enough level that you can actually level faster than what I can.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't get it. So actually you'll get skills faster than I will at this point, you know, before I kind of realize that leveling was kind of the way to go. But yep.
So that was my fun, but I'm ready to cool it now.
Yeah.
I keep saying that, but I don't know. We'll see if when I leave in a half an hour, if I leave my computer on.
I see. I'm still trying to, still for the goal, heading for the level.
And we got new fight loot.
Yep.
And that's helping some players. We got new arena loot too.
Yeah.
And the operations are going to be over.
Yeah. And that's kind of a little disappointing considering you had such good ratios on that stuff.
Yeah.
So well, I'm hoping to see what they do.
I am too. I'm hoping they put those in place of these old ones we keep getting.
Right.
And it's kind of funny because long time ago, we learned that, hey, if you keep 10 operations in your own queue, you're not going to get that pop-up every day.
Right.
And when this event came out, many got rid of all their old ones. So now they're seeing this pop-up again for the first time in probably a year.
Right.
And they think it's something new, but it's like, no, these are the old operations. They always pop up once a day. So the best thing to do is just keep them in your queue till you get 10, and then you won't get any more.
Yeah.
Because they serve no purpose other than to annoy the user.
Yeah, and why they can't, I mean, they do have some pop-up settings in the account settings. You know, You can go under account and settings, and there's a pop-up manager there. But the only thing it does is secret drops, treasure chests, and 2x mastery boosts.
Which two of those don't even work, so.
Yeah, so why can't they just add one to say turn off, you know, these two?
They probably could.
And so on.
Yeah, I bet you they've just ignored that.
Yeah.
That was an update made like so long ago. It's probably in their forgotten list.
Probably. Yeah. I just, you know, it's one thing they could do.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me because most of my pop-ups get blocked anyway because of the toolbar, but.
True.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was kind of resurrecting using the crafter's choice with the crafter's event, you know, to remind myself what I need to get because I really screwed up on that Richie's event thing.
That's pretty funny. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I went in and I would do the asking every day. And for some reason in my head, I knew you could ask on individual parts, but what I kept doing was going to the top section where the loot items were and hovering over it, and I wasn't finding the build option. Or the ask option, which of course wouldn't be there. But in my head, I don't know, I was not thinking straight. And, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, you know, however many days this thing is, I'm almost 3/4 of the way into it. And I finally realized that all I had to do was go lower on the page and then go click the ask buttons there to do the asking of the individual items. And then by that point, you know, I had made it through like one, I think, bronze and, you know, through 6 of the silver. But last time I got, you know, all gold, and this time I really just blew it big time. Now, it doesn't bother me much because loot's loot, and, you know, it'll probably be replaced with something at some point, or, you know, most of it probably doesn't really even affect me. So I was just trying to, you know, just trying to do it to do it, and, yeah, kind of really screwed it up big time.
Well, and just think of how many players that don't even know those buttons are there.
That's what I'm saying. And that's I kind of knew it from the last time, but my mind was thinking higher up on the screen was where I was going to find those options to ask. And I don't know what was going through my mind, but, you know, either way, I really just blew it. And how many other people don't go click into the build option to go find where to do the individual parts asking.
I know a lot of people think you can only get 5 parts every 8 hours, but you can really get 25.
Yeah.
And if you don't, and the timing of these Richie stashes is such that you really can't miss a whole lot of them.
Right.
Then you won't master it. And then also, I don't know why they do this, but once you master gold, it disappears from your homepage like the limited time missions do.
Mm-hmm.
And then people think it's a bug and they're like, where did my Richie stash go? I only got to gold. Because a lot of people think it might go further.
Yeah. Yep.
They need to be more consistent. You know, if you're going to remove events, remove all of them.
Yep.
Not just a select few.
Well, I'm thinking maybe we need a Spocklet for that.
Maybe. And you know, even though I do the missions like in a couple hours so I can make the blog post, I would like to see the banner and I would like to see it say like done or completed. It would make me feel like, oh, cool, I did that. Just like the ice season.
Well,
I finished it, but I like looking at that banner to tell me I finished
it. Yeah. And you know what? The problem with the missions thing just disappearing like that, there's times when you finish a level in the mission and it disappears from your bar. And if you're not a person that regularly refreshes your screen, you wouldn't even know you had another part.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is a common bug.
Yeah, and so there's probably quite a few players that, you know, if they're casual players, come in and just do a couple of things and leave. You know, they go do that, you know, that particular mission. All of a sudden it's gone. They think, oh, good, I'm done. Not realizing they didn't even finish, you know, what they needed to.
Yeah. And there's probably more casual players out there than hardcore ones.
Right.
And the problem's going to be when they all quit, then it's just going to be the hardcore players against each other and might lose a few.
Yeah. Well, we're always losing a few.
We'll lose more than a few.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, yeah.
And as much as I love the arena, it really wasn't set up to make the casual player enjoy it.
Right.
And I think they could make some changes.
No, so that's the reason why they forced them into the arena and locked them in there for a while.
Oh, yeah, that is fixed now, too.
Yeah, I heard. So that's funny, though.
Yeah.
We don't care whether or not you want the arena or not. Here you go.
You can't go anywhere else. It really surprised me by how many people complained about that.
Yeah.
And asked about it on our page. Because you wouldn't think there's that many new players. And I would think a person just building an account from scratch would actually like it if they were going to build it to be a kamikaze account.
Right.
But I got so many emails and inbox messages with people saying, I can't do anything but the arena. And they were genuine new players.
Right.
So I think we have more of those than we think.
Well, and I think, you know, we were talking about this one time before is, you know, it's kind of a shame that they're not forcing new players to go through New York.
Yeah.
You know, there was something really to be said about that being the place to start. You had to work your way through all those different levels to really have an appreciation that, you know, the whole idea was to get that golden throne and, you know, which helps with the energy retimer or timer. You know, and we kind of hoping that whenever they release whatever the new destination's going to be, you know, a couple of choices have been like Dubai and what else did they have? We got a survey about that, but yeah.
There was like 10 choices.
Yeah. But if they do, hopefully maybe they'll add on each tier level something of significance that is truly useful to, you know, getting through the game. But I don't know. We'll have to see, like a way to speed up your family progression timers, you know?
Yeah.
So it doesn't take you as long to get as many ices and as many energy and jobs and so on and so forth.
And I think you need to be level 50 to even get the family progression stuff.
Right.
Like you can join a family, but you just don't have that on your game.
Right. But no, I was thinking just in general that if they added at the end of each tier in whatever the new destination is, just like there was in New York,
you got something as you
progressed. And the ultimate was you finished the boss level in New York, and then all of a sudden it was the boss, wasn't it? It was the boss. And then you got the Golden Throne. Something similar in these other destinations. When you finish each tier, there's something you're really going to get there that you really want. So you're compelled to try to complete these, you know, to a full level of, you know, Rubri mastery, to get those.
I like what you said about the family progression. If they had one that said, like, you get double the family progression for your task, then you'd be a more ideal candidate to be in a family, too.
Right.
Like, oh, we want him because he'll get us twice the progression.
Well, and then if all the people in your family are doing the mafia chores of getting through the destinations and things like that, then they're going to be helping the family more by doing, you know, like you said, double the progression.
I like that idea. They would listen to some of these ideas. You
should write that one down somewhere.
Because every time the good one comes around, then nothing ever happens.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason why we keep writing Spocklets. Got another one. The job helper's out.
Is the job helper out now?
Yeah. It's in the toolbar.
Is it in the toolbar? Is it still in beta testing?
Yeah. Well, probably a little bit of both, but it's in the toolbar. Okay. It's basically just a tool to go in and look at your current city, and then it'll load up all the tabs for the jobs and then give you a listing of all the jobs in that current destination, and then turn around and make a recommendation on which is the best job ratio wise to do within that particular district. And then it gives you options to jump to those specific tabs and stuff like that to do those jobs. So it kind of helps a lot if you're, you know, seeking out the best ratios to do within a specific destination. So
I need to make a blog post on it.
Yep.
I was going to, but then there were some bugs in it, so I held off.
And I think he's been patching it and stuff. And
oh, okay. It's really cool, though.
Yeah.
And then people ask the famous question that they always do, what's the best job?
Yeah.
Rather than just tell them, it's like, here, look, and this will even tell you, you know, how much energy you have left to do, what are the best jobs to do.
Right. It's a good little tool. It was very
job isn't always necessarily conducive for all players, because it's like 1,188 energy.
And the number of dollars you need to spend in some cases. Right.
And the bandits.
And the bandits. Yes, those pains in the butts bandits.
They really are.
Yeah.
Especially when you serial level.
Yep. They're just,
I'm experiencing this for the first time.
Nothing
I'm
but
like,
an annoyance.
Damn, these bandits.
Yeah. Keep jumping out of nowhere. And then I'm starting to think, too, Operator got a couple of minor updates that are kind of nice. It's kind of like on a hold thing, because until they release new operations, or, you know, you can at least use it for your own, I suppose. But it's got an option now to copy links for each of the individual operations and things like that. And then, you know, it does have the full completion of jobs and collection and all that stuff. So it's all good.
Oh,
good
that's
stuff
nice.
There. Yep.
Yeah, I'm really hopeful that they will see that the community liked this feature.
Right.
Because I saw a lot of participation in it. And it seemed people got excited about Mafia Wars again.
Yeah.
You know, you saw a lot of groups pop up and people had fun with that feature.
Yep.
I really liked how they made those jobs with a better ratio, because it's not like some people may have been able to figure it out, but you have to actually put some effort into it, and you can't just sit there and serial level off the same job.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that concept of it. Maybe not the high requirements.
Right.
Although if you have a lot of energy, you probably like that, but I know a lot of people couldn't help on them right away because of that.
Yep.
Like Jana got yelled at by people. She did not like it.
Yep. Let's see what else we got going on. Gonna have new property coming out again, I'm sure.
Yes.
That's kind of ridiculous.
I'll say the name. I didn't post the name because I spend so much time looking for these server image links. And you have to try a whole bunch of different combinations. And Ike Snoopathorus helps me.
Yeah.
So I found the next one, and I posted it, but I didn't post the name, because as soon as I post these images and say the name, then the blogs that copy me, they go and find it and post it. And it's like, dude, I spent like 3 hours looking for that. You're not going to get it so easily. So people were bugging me to say the name of it.
Yep.
It'll probably be released before this is taping. So it's the research facility.
Hmm.
And if the pattern continues, it should be +6 stamina.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm done with stamina.
What are you moving on to?
Well, I'm putting it in energy. I don't like that, but I don't want to get too much stamina. And I thought 50,000 was a good number to handle the 500 arenas.
Yeah.
And I worry if I get too much where it can't be used in one arena, then it's going to slow me down.
Yeah.
And I would love to put it in attack and defense, but then my ratio, which you should talk about the next Spocklet.
Yes.
My ratio gets all jacked up if I put anything into attack and defense. So I try to do those for the two-time builds.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go. I was going
to. Oh, yeah. It led perfectly into the Rationator. Yes. Which is a new Spocklet as well that is available in the toolbar and elsewhere. And what it does is it will basically load up your account and tell you what your ratio currently is and then give you recommendations based on whether or not you repeat craft some things or whether or not you level 150,000 million times, you know, on to what it would take to get to the ratio you want to be at. Obviously lower level players choosing to adjust their, you know, play to get lower ratios, you know, is better. The higher you get, the tougher it will get, you know.
I like how it tells you how much it will cost to do it.
Yep.
Cause that's a common question we get and you can't really answer it unless you analyze someone's stats.
Right.
And I always think, oh, well, if I got my ratio to this, I wonder how many reward points I would have to spend. And I like how it just tells you.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty straightforward. So it just asks you what you want your target
ratio. I don't like what it tells me, though.
I don't like the results. What? Yeah.
Although I have 3,000 reward points just sitting in my account waiting to catch a 2x property build.
Right.
You know, I do buy the gift cards when there's a sale. But now I'm to the point where I won't even do that because why would I need to buy reward points right now?
Yeah.
And then I could keep getting these pop-ups with the 40% discount. And I'm like, well, yeah, maybe if you would let me deplete my pool, I would do that. And, you know, if they think their solution is to not offer 2x property builds, they're mistaken because that would backfire on them.
Yeah.
You know, once you do something like that, you set the bar.
Yeah.
And so now I'm not going to pay full price to speed up my crafting timers.
Right. I mean, we're all going to wait for it. No, that's why I say I think back to that they kind of put that thing in there where you can pay to craft, you know, that one day that they had and it kind of was buggy. But mm-hmm. I still think that they should just make, you know, it available for an entire day. Let them calculate the maximum number of builds you can get in a window, and then that's what they let you build, you know, if they're going to put a limit on it. Then there's another part of me that says, screw it. If they turn around and suck up everybody's reward points doing crafting for an all day, you know, then so be it too. You know, if someone's wanting to spend the reward points, buy the cards, do whatever else, and craft all day long, I mean, that's their business. Then you don't have where, you know, the European people are missing out on it, or those people that have to work during the day miss out because you know you pick these windows that are so close to, you know, the time someone's getting up in the morning is already at work, or immediately while they're in their commute on their way home, you know, and
times aren't good.
Yeah, and I know it's different for everybody, and you know, and obviously they live on, you know, Pacific time, which works, you know, comparably with where you're at, Jen, but I know that
if, like, I was a normal person,
yeah, here in the Midwest, it's it's an awkward time that they pick. It's smack dab in two of the most awkward times of the day. And I mean, unless you basically bend over backwards and decide to do something else to get in on the crafting, you almost always miss it. So I've missed a lot of them, and you know, that's fine.
Well, I think
then I go through like you do.
Missing the point. I mean, do you buy reward points when you have a couple thousand?
Sometimes.
Oh, but you ruined my theory.
No. But, well,
you're supposed to say no.
Oh, reward points? No.
Yeah. Like, I only buy them when I run out. Like,
right.
When I see I only have like 20 left, I'm like, oh, I better buy some more.
So let me craft everything down to like zero and then turn around, and when you put your sale up a couple of days later and then you have another 2x build, I'm like, oh, damn, I got to go stock back up again.
Yeah, because we're willing to spend the money, but we need to.
Yeah.
And so it's annoying me that I cannot catch these 2x property builds.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one I caught, you know what I did? I was in such a frantic hurry to get it going because I had just gotten in the house. And so I set up the repeat craft and I went to the property I wanted to, and I didn't put it on the right item. Like, I didn't adjust that side.
Uh-huh.
And so I built, like, all these toy makers, which was the bronze item in
right.
the toy store.
Yeah.
But the toy factory, I wanted to get the toy around, which gave +6 defense. But because of all this confusion of toy loot items, I didn't think. So then I crafted a whole bunch of bronze items.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to customer support, but I was like, you know, that's my bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that was frustrating. So the one I did catch, I screwed it up. So now I'm hoping I can get a real one.
Yep. Well, I think we about killed it. I'm not sure what else we've got left.
Yeah, there's all kinds of new stuff, but we have another secret district coming round and round. It will be in London.
Uh-huh.
We have new crates coming, but that's always the case.
Yeah.
New collectible stat cards.
That's the most ridiculous thing to me. I can't believe
it'll be the 14th set.
And I'm wondering, who completes these like things?
I don't know.
At the ratio, at the cost it takes to, you know, master them, and you can get the reward points better by crafting.
Yep.
So I don't get that. I mean, you can get the skill points. They probably hope
that the non-strategic or the collector type population has to have them. And I was like that for the first two sets, but I'm like, after spending 1,000 reward points and then not feeling like I got anything good on my account.
Right.
I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And then when I saw the interest in them, because I can see how many people read each kind of post.
Right.
And those posts got like no views. And in my mind, I justified buying the cards for the blog post.
Right.
And I'm like, I spent 1,000 reward points. So like maybe
one person can read
600
it.
people read it. So I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
And then, Mark Lanny, he buys them. He'll send me stuff if I ask for it. But lately, I've just been like, you know what? Nobody cares.
Oh, my shout-out this tonight, I'm going to give it quick because you mentioned Mark Lanny. My shout-out to Mark Lanny. Him and I were battling for the job board progression. And it's one of these things. Like, he's really good at getting the ices quick and stuff like that during the ice events. Uh-huh. And so I can't really compete with him on that level. We kind of go back and forth for a little bit, and then he just blows me out of the water. And on the jobs, I'm like, you are not going to beat me on jobs. That's my thing. So I ended up winning the family job progression or the job board thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So.
Well, you should also tell the people about Plan C.
Yeah, Plan C was there's an interesting strategy. You kick the person from your family, and then you win.
And then you blame it on Ike.
And then you throw Ike under the bus. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that was kind of a joke going around. I said, well, you know, well, if I guess if you can't beat him, you can go ahead and boot him from the family. And then all of a sudden, they're not in the family anymore. They're not on the ice board or the jobbing board.
And then Plan D was to block access to the Spockholm servers. But we would never do such
things. No, never would. So, but anyway, it was funny because, yeah, I was kind of felt a long way behind and I couldn't figure out why. And then finally figured it out. And then I
because you weren't doing the jobs in London.
Because I came back and caught back up with him and passed him back up again and stayed that way till the end. But yeah, it made me a little nervous. I'm like, you're not going to beat me. You beat me on the ices. I'm not going to lose on the jobs. I got way too much energy for jobs. I should be able to do this.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's my shout out this evening is to Mark Lanny for the competition. Okay. Hey, Jen, you got a shout out this evening?
Yes, my shout out is to all the participants in the Gods Arena. And this is a community run tournament style for family battles.
Yeah, and they're breaking it up into different types of weight classes, if you
right.
will. Yep.
Three.
Yep.
And so that started today. I don't think the weight classes are very
evenly matched.
Right. Yeah, we got our ass kicked.
Yeah.
You know, and there's different strategies. The family we were up against only entered their really strong fighters. And so nobody could beat them. Right. Where we had like all our people join that were online.
Right.
So we're hoping the rest of them won't be so uneven.
Well, it was like certain families that you know are huge in the game were ending up in what the welterweight or
I think some family like there's three families in the heavy class,
right?
And Wu, Finn, and Blaze.
Uh-huh.
And I guess people didn't want to go up against them, but you know, we have families we know are going to beat us, and we're still playing.
Yeah, we went in the middle class, which was because the lower one is actually taken in full. And
uh-huh.
We said, you know, we weren't going to do it, and we just said, you know what, why? I mean, what are we, what, I'm going to get hurt? You know, it's worth, I mean, I'll go out and I'll fight anybody. I mean, and, you know, if we lose, we lose. If we, you know, get a few fights in, I mean, get a few wins in the process, great.
Yeah, that's how we are. And we had fun, even though we were getting our ass kicked, you know, it brought us together. We had a little chat room going.
Yeah, very good.
But the Metamorphosis shout out to you guys for handing us our ass. It wasn't even close. Yeah. But I think we should either be in a lower bracket or they should be in a higher one.
Yeah. Well, next time, too, and you never know. I mean, they may be able to categorize some stuff a little bit or organize it a little bit differently.
You know? And it'll be nice to see how this pans out, because if it's something that people like and there's active participation, then maybe they'll do more. Maybe we could, like, ask Zynga to get involved and make even bigger one.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
But, so Encanto's doing a great job of organizing. Organizing it, and I think all the families that entered are, you know, really doing it right. Nobody's slacking.
Yeah, yeah, sounds good. Okay, and then on a final note, we gotta give a shout out to our man Brandon. Happy birthday, Brandon!
Happy birthday, Brandon!
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate.
All right, well, I guess we about got it nailed, so we'll call it a wrap, and we'll catch up with you next week, and hopefully Jen will be back to join us, and we'll finish out the trio.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cars, get them crashing too.